Hey there, welcome to Between 8 and 12 Beers. My name is Ross.
My name is Scott.
That first song tonight was called Kill All Hippies. It's a request, actually I requested. It's going out to all of the staff, both on air and off air of Between 8 and 12 Beers, and all our listeners, because we love to kill hippies.
Damn straight, motherfucker.
This was supposed to be an all-dedication show. That's what the memo said. But
the memo I sent out said that this is an all-dedication hour. I sent out about 4 emails, and I got actually 1 out of 4, so that's 25%. I think I'm beating you, Ross. I don't know.
Well, I guess you didn't try very hard, did you?
I didn't try very
hard.
Shit,
I've got all requests. I think you're going to start out with your requests, though, right? This is we've got some new technology we're working with here. It's kind of crazy. Oh, Oh, we're figuring it out. Okay.
All right, we got a new CD player here. We're making a lot of money, so we decided to go all balls out and buy a new CD player in honor of Donna Marshall's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Donna Marshall, we're going to be talking about her a little bit later. It's her birthday. She claims she's listening tonight.
I doubt it.
I think she's taking
I think she's heard the show before.
She's taking a hot bath and touching herself, thinking of me calling her a bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Fucking hussy. That was dead air. And I think it's better to have three people here. I'm really sad that John Lamb isn't here because it kind of...
John Lamb's getting married this weekend.
John Lamb is getting married this weekend, and I'd like to congratulate him. The unicorns are on call for his wedding, so they're not here tonight, unfortunately. However, the old pirate in the bay is here.
If John's getting married, why was he bitching about...
I don't think your mic's on.
I don't think it is either. Hello?
Nope.
Oh, great.
Hello?
More troubles.
Oh, see, I have to eat it. If John's getting married, why did he devote his article to bitching about not being in the get a date with... whoever, you know.
I don't read his columns. I don't know.
Well, he likes to get around. He likes the ladies.
I had nothing better to do at Taco John's today, so.
On with the dedications. We've got a lot to fill tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This one is called White Light, White Heat. It's going out to Bubba Scott Garmin from James Wendt. Oh, yeah, and James wanted me to say also to you, Bubba, I doubt you even figured out this thing. That's not what he asked me to say, but I doubt you're listening right now is what I'm trying to say. And he tried to tell me that he was wondering where all the love had gone, referring to your brief homosexual experience with James, and I've heard a lot about it, just hearsay and whatnot. But, you know, if you'd like to call us, Bubba, we've got a phone number here. What is it?
If you would like to call between 8 and 12 beers and discuss Bubba's homosexual exploits, The number is 701-371-1544. 701-371-1544.
And
that sound you heard was just Scott opening a beer because the name of the show is...
Between 8 and 12 beers.
Exactly.
Well, there you go.
Tonight was supposed to be an all-dedication show.
Yeah, I got one. And Ross got about 40.
Yeah, in fact, I can't even play them all because actually some of the songs are really shitty.
That's just part of having a radio show like of this caliber, you know. You can't do everything, you know.
This first song, actually, that I'm going to play a dedication is, it's from Chuck Klosterman, and he spelled Morrissey right, which is pretty amazing.
Two R's, two S's, E-Y.
Exactly. We're playing track one. It's called The More I Ignore You, The More You Ignore Me, The Closer I Get, and it goes out to Allie, that girl who used to work at First Avenue and fails to realize she is deeply in love with me. Do you know Allie? Everyone
yes,
knows Allie. She's worked at every bar in town.
Oh, Al, yeah.
Al, yeah.
She lives in Texas now.
Yeah.
I'm sure she's listening.
Has a thing for her. No, she doesn't have an email address even.
That doesn't mean she doesn't have access to a computer at the local library.
At the local library?
Sure. John Lamler works at our local library.
Our library?
Library.
Yeah, Chuck kind of has a, as I said, a thing for Al. She was in town very briefly, and he was having me stalk her for him. Actually, I had to stand outside where she was staying and masturbate for Chuck.
Well, that's kind of nice. I guess, you know, it's the McDonaldized society that we live in that you know, makes that possible. I mean, what a great society we live in.
By the way,
Dan has a mic tonight.
Yes, and I'm putting it to good use.
And thank God it's off. Where's that pirate at?
Yeah, John Lamb's off getting married or something. And actually, next week we might be able to
Mazel Tov.
We might be able to talk about our new boy band we're starting, but that has to be next week.
Yeah.
It's called
That's what he wrote about this week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we better play Chuck's song to Allie.
Or start Al. Masturbating, Chuck. Oh, nice.
I kind of stopped. That's what Fox is known for, baby. Fox 107.9, your DJ specialist. Ross, that's where you fill in.
All right, that was Morrissey. It was a request from Chuck Klosterman out to his secret love, Allie, Al.
Chuck's kind of a weirdo, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's probably...
probably naked?
He's probably baking something right now.
Baking something.
You know what I mean?
That's quite a good analogy for masturbating.
Actually, I meant he was getting high.
Oh, getting high.
Yeah.
High on life?
Yeah. So am I, Ted. Actually, I'm drinking spring water right now.
Yeah, we're all pretty disappointed.
I'll have a beer here pretty soon. I just it's a very big night here in Fargo because we've got... Donna Marshall, I think she's turning 19.
47.
Wah, wah,
wah. Yeah, thank God for those fill-ins, boy.
So yeah, we're gonna
very
be doing
timely too.
We're gonna be doing something special for her birthday. Well, we're gonna get drunk, basically.
Yep.
So Scott, what's next? You know, it's not as much fun when I'm not drunk.
No, it's not as much fun when I'm not drunk either. Not drunk. So I think we better play more music. And Ross has a lot of requests.
Oh, you want to do another request?
Yeah, I think it's request night. So I guess we better.
So you should fill in here while I'm finding something.
Hey, Bubba. How you doing, buddy? Are you listening? No. I'm not smart enough to get on the computer.
We're playing track one here. This next
track
song,
number one.
This next song is it's two of my friends dedicating a song, one to the other. Oh, we're not starting it yet, are we? It's my friend Ellen Madame Vagina Schaefer. She's in the place that we all are, aren't we? She's got a husband.
Oh, yeah.
Jackass.
Does she live in a trailer park? Or
sort of. She lives in North Minneapolis.
Oh, that's the good part of town, right?
They have a beautiful house, and Ellen just had a baby. I think. I'm not really sure.
Congratulations, Ellen.
Anyway, this song's called Don't Come Home A-Drinkin'. It's for Madame Vagina is dedicating it to the jackass.
Who is the jackass, I might ask?
Her husband.
Oh.
He's a drinker, but then so is she.
Well, that's a good match, then. I hope she drank when she was pregnant, too. I've heard those babies turn out really good.
Thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tired. But liquor and lust, they just don't mix, leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind. Kissing on me, it happens every time.
On your mind.
Oh, there's another good cutoff by the sound technician in the sound booth over there.
That was Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind. Dan here says he doesn't like Loretta Lynn.
Dan must die.
I didn't say I didn't like Loretta Lynn.
Rin?
Damn.
Oh.
I keep talking, but the mic doesn't work, so.
Yeah, they can hear you. It sounds like you're in, like, a trash can or something out there. Like a drunk guy in the corner or something.
Speaking of drunk, I remember what it was like to be drunk.
You know, this request thing is just about
getting
a little old.
Ago.
I think we need a break.
Yeah, so what are we going to play here?
We're going to play...
This is a well-prepared
this
show.
This is Jets
tonight.
To Brazil. It is the song number... Well, I suppose you really don't give a shit about numbers, but it's called Sea Anemone, and it's going to take me a while to cue it up here. So, Ross?
So, yeah, how do you get a nun pregnant? Anyone know? I think I've told this joke before, haven't I? Holy. Well, you fuck her, don't you? You fuck her.
Hey, it's time for a drum fill in here.
Come on, Roger. Huh? You're not trying too hard, are you?
Boy, the quality of this show is sure shining through tonight, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? I think we've lost all of our listeners.
Yeah. I think I need a beer, boys.
It's Ross's spring water.
Yeah, it's bringing everyone down.
All right, I got it all queued up here.
Okay.
All right, Scott.
Woo!
The curtains of sea anemone in the way it sways to the slow breeze. I lie spread out on the floor, looking at these things. Most of them are yours, and it's so nice sitting very still without those old shoes I could never fill. Staring at the stars. out of reach. Draw myself into the shell, waiting on a sign from God or a nod from hell. And it's so nice sitting very still without those old shoes I could never fill. Now we're turning on the lights. It's the first day of my second life.
Back to dedications on your 24-hour dedication line. Oh, I didn't mean to do that.
We rock, 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 rock.
In the Fargo, Moorhead area. Prom, papa prom, papa prom.
Woo!
All right.
So,
are you people out there? Can I hear you say hell yeah?
Holy Christ, what? Holy Christ, Willie.
Everybody say, hell yeah! Hell yeah! You got the fever?
I've got slight diarrhea today.
Oh, well, that's close enough. You got the fever.
Typhoid
fever.
This next song, this is a dedication from me to a bunch of people. It's going out to the 5th Street North crew.
What
about,
song number, Ross?
What one?
Okay.
I'm talking about Matt Dog, Tammy Dog, Aaron Train, and most of all, E Train Dog style. E. It's called Shoot My Jam Session Down.
Utter evil profanity at me. Break the good time rock music down. Scatter all my homie music. Drive all my rhythm away. Shoot my jam session down. 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 Use evil profanity on me. Call me a worthless bum. Call me a stupid jerk. Call me a stupid asshole. Take me on a crooked hell bus ride. Shoot my jam session down. 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 Down. rise and holler. Make me bust my portable city players to bits. Get me in a mess of trouble. Knock all my joy and music away from harmonization. Turn my friend Draper Sir into a touch of drag. All right. Do my dance, sitting down. 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 Rock over London, rock over Chicago, fitness warehouse. It's the smartest place to buy fitness equipment.
Ah, yeah, that was Wesley Willis.
With his favorite ending to every song and the same background music to every song.
Shoot my jam session down. For all you people who live in Fargo, Sir Wesley Willis is going to be performing live tomorrow night. That's Saturday night, 9 p.m. at the 21st Amendment.
And Jade, if you're listening, we've just promoted your show, and we need a sponsor for the show. You know, we're the only show on Coach and Six without a sponsor. So, Jade, if you would just come through, you know, Potent Productions would be a great sponsor to have for the show.
Also, if you're living in Fargo and you are looking at moving into a two-bedroom house, call 371-1544. This is a very beautiful house, isn't it, guys?
Spacious.
It is a really nice house. In fact, Donna, if you're listening, I think you should come look at it. Perhaps you and Henning could live here.
And maybe we can keep doing our radio show while you're living here. I think that would be a very good living situation.
But it's big. One of you could live downstairs, and one of you could live upstairs.
It's spacious. The bottom level is not a basement. It's garden level. Garden level. Not basement.
And the rat problem is 25%. 25% cured or whatever.
The problem about the rat population decreasing, though, is that the cockroach population has increased tenfold.
Mention those bull weevils.
Oh, God. Oh, I better find the song here.
Oh, Lord. This is Elvez, by the way, the Scotch... I swear, once we move into our new digs, which is going to be 2 weeks from now, it's going to be so great. We will have equipment that works.
Sound technicians.
Yeah. We're going to have dancing girls, dancing boys, whatnot.
Hey, that's what I got into this business for, is the money and the girls. And if I got one out of two met with only my fifth show, then so be it.
Yeah.
Taking Care of Business by Elvis.
Do you believe in rock and roll?
I believe in rock and roll. Rock, do you believe in rock and roll?
I believe in avant-garde free jazz.
Well, I love acid jazz, you know. It's like, you know, the new hip new thing with the yuppies in South Fargo. So I've been...
Is it?
I've been, you know, well, acid jazz, man. It's like, yeah, I used to do acid when I was 14, dude. And, like, I listen to jazz now, so I'm bound to love acid jazz. It's just a marriage of convenience, really. It's a fabulous thing, Ross.
This is Between 8 and 12 Beers with Scott Wolf and me, Ross. And it was supposed to be all requests tonight, and that just didn't happen, did it?
Are we playing a request right now?
We're playing a request right now. Actually, this...
I think we're coming back to requests, actually.
We're coming back to the requests.
Now that everybody quit listening because, oh, they're not doing requests anymore.
This next
song... Thank you for listening.
...goes out from Andrea Berninger. Andrea Berninger, who's... free on the market now. She broke it off with her little lover.
Hi, Andrea. How you doing?
She might be out tonight. She's going to be out tonight.
Can I get some background music here? No, no.
That's pretty romantic.
I mean some, like, R&B. Give me some R&B. Andrea, I just want you to know, baby, I'm free in the market, too. And I know how it is. You're lonely. You need a man in your life. That was really bad R&B. I need some, like, boom, 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 boom. All right, Roger is too white to play R&B.
I think we're too sober for this to be entertaining. Although,
I'm kind of getting a buzz, but...
I've only got about half my beer sucked down.
Yeah, that's your Dasani speaking.
Well,
I'm going to drink water because I got a long night ahead of me.
Who's that supposed to be now?
That's Ross.
Well, it's true, isn't it? It's it's my special lady Donna Marshall's birthday.
Happy birthday to Donna. Go ahead, T-Bone.
Happy birthday to the lady.
That's right.
Wow. Wow. God, is it going to get better? We're going to play
no.
We're going to play track 6. This is it's to Chuck Klosterman from Andrea Berninger. The alternate song was Heaven's on Fire by Kiss.
This seems a little odd because Chuck just sent out a dedication and now he's getting another
To another girl though.
From another girl.
And there's another dedication to Chuck coming up from a boy.
Keep listening, Chuck. You're all we've got.
Thank you.
carbonated 12 beers. We were just
hot in here, off, or is it just me?
Liza Minnelli's in the room. Awesome. Olivia Newton-John used to sniff coke off of Liza Minnelli's left breast in the foyer.
Heard it was off her house. Ooh, my mic just turned on again.
Labia.
I heard it was her left ass. Her left buttock.
Well, you know, I love to snort coke off a hooker's asses, but when you chop the lines up, it kind of messes her.
Yeah, it's
That's like, geez,
you know, I've got a cocaine dick, and now your butt's all bloody, and boy, there's no chance at it tonight. You know, I mean, that's just one of those things you have to do.
That's actually, there's a name for that technique. It's called Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, explain.
You know what I mean?
No.
Coke, blood. Yeah.
Coke and blood. Well, I think that
that's
probably refers to a bloody nose, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, Scott, you're so innocent.
Hey, I've sniffed more coke than George W. Bush, and I know what it's all about.
So anyway, 25 minutes left of this show. Ooh, 25 minutes left of the show. Scott's going to play a really good song next. we're going to close it out with some more requests, and it's just going to rock on. And happy birthday, Donna Marshall. Your song's coming up. We've got a night planned for you. I'm going to get Scott like lessons on how to use a CD player.
Hey, I was good with the old one. You introduced new technology to me. It's going to take me about two shows to get it down.
The little triangle means play, and the little box means stop, and then the two little like dashes together, that's
you.
Pause.
You cook me in a can.
Hey, that was a really nice song there, Scott Wolf.
Well, yeah, that's me, Mr. Good Taste in Music. That's my sister's favorite guy in the world, but it's unfortunate that he's going out with Claire Danes.
Oh, that whore.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
So,
I wouldn't want him fucking my sister anyway.
Please.
All right.
Who
hey.
Would you like to fuck your sister?
Ross, I think that you would be a good candidate for boyfriend of my sister.
Well, thank you. I'm taken.
Oh, you're taken, are you?
By the cloth.
By the cloth. Are you working?
Oh.
Are you working on the papacy or maybe a bishopship? Is that a word? I don't know.
His name's not Bishop, actually. It's E. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Well. We're gonna be playing track four, but let me chat this one up here first. This is a request, another request from Chuck to go out to our old pal and the smoking advocate, Lenhart. It's called The Drugs Don't Work, but we're not going to play it yet because there's a little story here.
Okay. Is it about a dog named Foofy?
There is a dog involved.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's really heart-touching. You know, the idea behind these long-distance dedications is to make the readers, or listeners and radio, I guess, cry. So well, go to it,
this
Ross.
Is gonna, okay, this is a real romantic story. Back in 97, I like this background music, that's very good. Back in 97, me and Chuck and Thad Holen, actually, my old friend Thad, we went to see the Ice Storm at the Fargo Theater on a Sunday night, and we just were like, afterwards, we're like, well, shit, we have to go out for a drink, don't we?
What's the Ice Storm, Ross?
Excuse me. I just kind of broke the mood there, didn't I? The Ice Storm's a movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was very good. So we went over to the Empire, to have a few. And there, what do you know, there's Anne, this is a Sunday night, by the way, too. There's Anne, the smoking advocate, Lenhart, and everyone starts doing shots, and Chuck ends up under a table making out with Anne Lenhart. And do you know Anne?
I might have met her.
Her sister, Mary, used to work at Duffy's, now she works at the Northern. Actually, I think.
Oh,
I think
Mary,
so. Mary Lenhart.
The one who looks Irish. Actually.
There's like 100 Lenharts.
Wow.
They know how to party. So anyway, Thad ended up taking Chuck home because Chuck couldn't drive. And Chuck laid on his hardwood floor and started throwing up on himself. It was like black vomit because they had been doing shots of Yegg. And he basically rolled around in his own black vomit all night long. And, wow. And then actually at about 5 in the morning, he got up with dried black vomit in his hair, got in his car and drove home.
Boy, that's I don't know if it's making me cry, but it's certainly emotion laden. I don't know.
So we're gonna play track four for that. It's called The Drugs Don't Work.
The Drugs Don't Work. And correct me if I'm wrong, but this one's going out to Thad too. I know he's listening.
Absolutely.
Let me know. stone would. It just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. This baby.
Do the drugs work?
They work, but I mean, as far as a long term solution, though, you know, that's my my Kit O'Neill Psych 247 drug use and abuse class talking.
We were just actually during that song, we were just talking about plans for the North Dakota Internet Radio Hall of Fame, and it's going to go up in our new location, which we've now dubbed Club Xanadu.
Club Xanadu. We're going to have a neon sign. And then
we're going to be downtown Fargo. We're going to broadcast live every Wednesday, every Friday night.
Club Xanadu. God, don't tell me it's this song.
Fuck yeah, man.
Let me guess, song number one?
Two.
Oh, two. Huh.
So anyway, we're going to put up a shirt of mine. Yeah, to be here. We're going to put up the dildo candle.
The dildo candle is going to be... This is all Roger's idea here, and I think it's a fabulous idea because I don't have my 15 minutes of fame just, I don't think I'm getting more than 15 minutes out of any single listener here.
We can put up my bottle of water, too.
Oh, your bottle of water. You know, Ross's big mistake. I'm going to...
Give this a... In case anyone wants to call us, it's 371-1544. We've got about 12 minutes left.
371-55...
No.
What?
371-1544.
Okay.
Call once, call often.
Yeah, because we don't have any first-time callers, so you can't...
Well, when we're in Club
You can
Xanadu,
say that you are the first
caller ever. First time. Or you,
we had a call once.
That's true. Rex, are you listening?
Rex is mad at me because I accused him of hitting on a friend of mine via email. He called me a bastard.
Oh, who did he hit on?
Sarah or, Henning.
Oh, gosh.
Oh. This one goes out to Donna Marshall.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Donna.
Come on.
yeah. This is going out to Donna Marshall. Cause she's
happy birthday, Donna. I hear you're 47, and I'm happy to hear that you're 47.
And I've got a prediction. She's going to finally have sex with a boy tonight.
I've heard she only has sex with women.
We're going to pop that hymen of hers.
It's about time to pop the hymen.
Talk about blood on the wedding dress.
Isn't that a Jewish procedure, too?
What now?
I've heard she is Jewish and whatnot.
Speaking of being Jewish, I have nothing to say about being Jewish. I've got a bunch of dedications we couldn't get to. Chuck Klassmer wanted me to play Wasp is Wasp's Animal, in parentheses, Fuck Like a Beast, for some woman named Sharon. But we don't swear on this show, do we?
No, we don't, motherfucker.
He also wanted me to play Darling Nikki for Nicole Vidston. She's got a mustache.
Has a mustache?
Yeah, she's pretty gross.
Fabulous looking lady, I'm sure.
Ellen wanted me to play Rock is Dead for Chuck. Ellen wanted me to play You Give Love a Bad Name for me. And Puff the Magic Dragon for Huey. Firewoman for Firewoman by the Cult for Rachel Henke. And, I'm sorry, I couldn't do this, Ellen. She wanted me to play Would You Be My Girl by the Police for our own John Lamb.
Oh.
Isn't that sweet?
If John Lamb was here, we probably would have played it.
Andrea wanted me to play, by Bizarre Inc., I'm Gonna Get You, for the staff of the short-lived fanzine Bang. We actually never published it, but we talked about it once at The Rock.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, buddy. Keep going.
And she also wanted to play Peaceful Easy Feeling by the Eagles, but fuck that. And Pat Hunnam wanted me to play George Michael's father figure for Chuck, because Chuck taught him everything he knows about anal sex.
Who is this going out to, Ross?
This is number 10, and this song is going out to everyone involved in the show. Roger, his lovely wife, Dan, John Lamb, Scott Wolf, Ross, and all the listeners. It's called Thank You.
Oh, that's sweet.
See you in 2 weeks, everyone.
Hero, what are you talking about? John Lamb. Now, there's a motherfucker that should die. Thank God Dan's microphone isn't on. And, no, it doesn't. Quit talking.
Fuck you!
But yeah, John Lamb, I don't know, we're just, when he's on, it's just dead air.
What?
It's just like that. And all that crap he plays, and
oh, it's like, oh, here's another Irish song for you people. You know, because I'm a fourth generation Irish person in the America.
Hey, great, you're Irish, you know, yawn. Girls don't like it,
you're all lazy.
Boring, get some new material, John Lamb.
Duh. I can't believe that mic's working and I can't hear it in my monitor.
We've got that 1 minute left before we get cut off here, so
you guys better be 1 minute hero.
Yeah, we're
1 minute hero.
That's what
I want to be.
That's what my last boyfriend called me, actually.
Oh, well. All my girlfriends, 15 minutes. I mean, seconds. I'm trying to slow myself here. Ladies, if you want 15 seconds.
So, if anyone's listening, Scott lasts 15 seconds.
I last a minute.
And let me tell you something.
We're meeting.
I'm right in between.
When you got both of us together, it's a minute 15 seconds.
Oh.
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 Okay,
we have 20 seconds left for the archives, but if you're listening right now,
meet us at Duffy's, 10 o'clock, baby. We're going to rock it up Donna style.
Donna Marshall, happy fucking birthday.
We love you, everyone.